You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. It's been over a year since former San Francisco 49er quarterback Colin Kaepernick took a knee during the national anthem, sparking a conversation about the role of political protest in sports. Now, just this week, the sports network ESPN suspended SportsCenter anchor Jemele Hill for tweeting a suggestion that people unhappy with the owner of the Dallas Cowboys boycott the team's advertisers. That came after the owner, Jerry Jones, threatened to bench any player who didn't stand for the national anthem. This all comes against the backdrop of baseball's playoff games. But you likely won't see any Major League Baseball players taking a knee. I'm joined now by Dr. Harry Edwards, Professor Emeritus of Sociology at the University of California, Berkeley. He's written extensively about sports and civil rights, and we're delighted to have him here now. Dr. Edwards, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you very much for having me.
Why do you think this issue is such a lightning rod for people, players, taking a knee?
Because American society has had absolutely no interest, has shown no inclination to deal with the fundamental, most basic contradiction in America since its very founding, and that is the issue of white supremacy combined with patriarchy. Those isms are so tied up with privilege and power and so forth, and the minute that you begin to question them, you begin to erode and undermine the very foundations of white privilege and power in American society.
Remind us, Dr. Edwards, of the long trajectory here. Remind us what happened at the 1968 Olympics as the Star Spangled Banner began to play.
Yes, John Carlos and Tommy Smith were part of the Olympic Project for Human Rights. The Olympic Project for Human Rights was not about civil rights. We were more concerned about human rights, principally as a consequence of black people being beaten, shot down in the streets, lynched, everybody from Martin Luther King going all the way back to Emmett Till. So at the 1968 Olympic Games, during the playing of the national anthem, Tommy Smith and John Carlos did ultimately became the most iconic sports image of the 20th century in the estimation of many sports journalists, and that is the Black Power salute from the podium of the 1968 Mexico City Olympic Games. We're today again fighting those same issues, and again, athletes are in the forefront of that struggle. Only today, you don't have a Dr. Martin Luther King. If you're looking for a Martin Luther King today, you'd better look for somebody wearing a pair of football cleats or some gym shoes.
You mentioned that football players are willing to publicly protest racial injustice. It doesn't seem to be on baseball's radar. Earlier this year, Red Sox fans hurled racial epithets at a Baltimore Orioles player. That player, Adam Jones, later said that baseball is, quote, a white man's game. What do you make of the fact that this movement that is rippling through football and basketball has not made its way to the baseball field?
Well, first of all, in 1967, when I was in the office of the Commissioner of Major League Baseball under Peter Ueberroth, one of the things that I warned of at that time was that the trending of in Major League Baseball of offshoring athlete development to academies in places like Puerto Rico, Panama, the Dominican Republic, and so forth was ultimately going to undermine the pipeline of athletes in this country, particularly those who come from the African-American community, both rural and urban. In 1973, black athletes, African-American athletes, were 21% of Major League Baseball rosters. Today, they are less than 8%. And so you have a lot of Latin players who are black, but they are from the Dominican Republic. They're from Puerto Rico. They're from other areas where their cultural disposition is not that closely identified with the African-American circumstances on the mainland. You don't have that incentive. You don't have that sense of urgency that has traditionally been part of the dynamic that drove and, in some instances, precipitated black athlete activism.
What about the white players, Harry Edwards. Couldn't they be active in baseball?
Well, I think when you look at the white athletes, the numbers, the proportion of white athletes who are actually taking a knee, not in support of, but in solidarity with the black athletes who are protesting this violence against black men, women, and children, people of color in this country, they are very, very few. The problem is that a white athlete who takes that kind of stand in solidarity with African-American athletes will very soon find himself being interrogated, if not hated, in the white community. At the end of the day, they have to ask, is this something that I want to have to argue and defend and struggle with in perpetuity? Because everywhere I go, the question is going to be, hey, man, why are you siding with them against us and the flag and the country and so forth and so on? They don't want to deal with that.
Dr. Harry Edwards, thank you so very much.
Thank you.